to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 7th of September, 2006. Back to what I was talking about the last hour. Now, the UN Charter outlines the path to world tyranny. Now, after giving lip service about non-intervening in matters which are essentially within the domestic jurisdiction of any state, that's why you had to have the Fed come in and take control so they can use that as a conduit to implement these programs. Pretty simple, but a lot of people don't know this. The UN Charter continues, but this principle shall not prejudice the application of enforcement measures under Chapter 7. You want to know what Chapter 7 is? Well, that discusses sanctions and boycotts. But if these are decided to be inadequate, it may take such action by air, sea, or land forces as may be necessary to maintain or restore international peace and security. Notice what I just said. You know, I heard so many people complain about George Bush and the United States and its empire building. A lot of hooey, folks. Smokescreening. Smokescreening. The United States is down with the Council on Foreign Relations for World Government, the implementing body, the United Nations. That's why we're one of the biggest dues payers. That's why the damn building sets on our soil up there in New York, New York. That's right. So when you hear, oh, well, George Bush and his empire building, and, well, we've got to... No, he was an implementing step, folks. He did the Free Trade Area of America agreements. He's already done his job. If the guy dropped dead of tomorrow of a heart attack, he's already accomplished his job. Followed right by the Democrat Party. Now, I've got to curb my use of the term Democratic Party, because it's not Democratic at all. It's Democrat versus Republican, but it's really not versus at all. They're all down with the same program. So when I hear the term, oh, the United States is just empire building, that's a lot of hooey, folks. Step by step by step. Would people of the United States accept George Bush saying, well, I'm turning this whole thing in the Middle East over to the United Nations? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There would be an outpouring and an outcry from every sector in this country. But that's exactly what's being implemented here. Oh, we'll go over there and beat up on Iraq and Iran. But in order to curtail, you know, Israel, you know, oh, gosh, there's this Lebanese and Israeli thing going on. Oh, well, we'll just call in the United Nations. Sure. Yeah, you do that. Yeah, for their vision of peace and security. Now, the UN has used this broad assertion of authority as the pretext for its armed intervention in the domestic turmoils of Somalia and Haiti, now Lebanon and Israel. Part and parcel of the program, folks. George Bush is down with this just like his predecessors and the people. I'm sorry to say this. And I don't care who gets elected president next cycle, 2008. Hope it's not Hillary Clinton, because I don't want to puke every day when I get up out of bed thinking that this cast iron bitch is president of the United States. Excuse my terminology, but that's how I feel about it. But it doesn't matter whether it's Joe Biden. It doesn't matter who it is, who the next forerunner here for the Republicans is going to be. And it's not going to be a Republican, folks. Here's the cycle. Here's the program. You know, we give you 8 years of each bad actor. Well, Bill Clinton was a better actor than George Bush. But Billy Boy is now out there stumping for what? Sustainable development. He's down with the program, as well as George Bush. And don't buy this, that the Kyoto Treaty, well, Bush had certain problems with it. No, he was getting a lot of flack from the corporate people saying, you know, this is really going to hurt our profits right now. But eventually, that will be taken care of. All the fears will be calmed. Everybody will be satisfied. We'll be right back right after this break.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The UN is building its own army to enforce its will. In 1992, UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali, fulfilling a directive from the UN Security Council, unveiled an agenda for peace, a plan to strengthen UN peacekeeping capabilities. The plan calls for armed forces to be made available to the UN on a permanent basis. It ominously warns, the time of absolute and exclusive sovereignty has passed, and proceeds to name a long list of risks for stability that would be used to justify use of permanent UN army to enforce its will. Additionally, Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping recently called for the standby UN army that would be an interim measure on the path to real standing armies. Something that the Assistant Secretary General wanted, and contribute to establishing after mid and long term. Now, the Clinton administration contributed $200,000 in seed money to the UN in September 1997 in support of the Standby Army Initiative. Incredibly, U.S. leaders are using America's military to pave the way for this UN army. In Bosnia, Somalia, Haiti, and elsewhere, foreign UN commanders have controlled our troops. When 15 Americans were killed over Iraq in mid-94, Vice President Al Gore extended condolences to the families of those who died in the service of the United Nations. See, this is why I say, folks, that George Bush, right now, needs to be arrested for treason. Absolutely, positively, 100% arrested for treason against the American people and its founding documents. Absolutely, without question, right here, right now. Even more incredibly, it's been the official policy of the U.S. government since 1961 to disarm America and create a U.N. army. Which, by the way, sorry to tell you, you folks out there that love John F. Kennedy, he's the one that signed the documents. And the name of that program was Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World. The third stage of this, three stages, the third part of which is to bring up the United Nations and its standing army, commitment from all nations on the face of the earth, to be whipsawed and dropped into whatever trouble spot on the globe for what they called peace and security. Remember that term. We've got to have peace and security, and they're going to make us secure. The more power that these people amass, the true term, folks, is insecurity, because sovereignty, national goals, all goes by the wayside. And, that's right, the rule of law. It's now going to be their law. The policy talking about to disarm America. This policy concludes progressive controlled disarmament would proceed to the point where no nation would have the military power to challenge the progressively strengthened UN peace force. And as I said, take a look at the State Department publication 7277, Freedom from War. The complete title, as I just stated, Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World. The UN doesn't settle disputes, it makes them worse. That is their track record without exception. Our ambassador to the UN in 1982, although a UN supporter, admitted, the UN has become an arena in which countries are drawn into problems they might never have become involved in. And that's true. Ask yourself, should Seychelles or Benin or Guyana or Barbados have to take sides in a clash that breaks out on the opposite side of the world? When centuries-old animosities erupt in former Yugoslavia, why does the UN inject its presence with troops, blockades, bombing, and a parade of speeches? American troops serving as global cops for the UN become targets for criminals and terrorists. Folks, do you think it was some accident that in Bosnia, this conflict, that over 700 churches were literally bombed to dust? Because remember, the United Nations is a godless little entity. They do not believe in God. It's all secular. And the notion of God and conscience is to be put asunder. You need to remember that. American troops serving as global cops for the UN become targets for criminals and terrorists. In 1983, 239 U.S. Marines were blown to bits at the Beirut airport. 5 years later, U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins was kidnapped and eventually murdered by Arab terrorists while in the United Nations unit in Lebanon. He was unarmed, as required by the UN, by the way. The UN peacekeeping mission in Somalia cost the lives of another 36 Americans in 1993. Small numbers, but important. The UN ignores communist atrocities, but targets non-communist nations and leaders. When the Soviet tanks rolled into Hungary in the 1950s, when the Chinese communists were murdering Tibetans in the 60s, when the Soviets were butchering civilians in Afghanistan in the 70s, and 80s, when Chechnya was brutalized by the Russians in the 90s. Well, the UN didn't do anything, did they? That's right. But the UN declared tiny Rhodesia a threat to international peace in the 60s, enabling pro-communist terrorist Robert Mugabe to seize power. And it was a UN-led campaign that brought self-described communist and convicted terrorist Nelson Mandela in power in South Africa in the 1990s. Now, the UN embraces communist China, history's most murderous criminal regime. Well, it's kind of a toss-up between Uncle Joe's state, that's right, where the communism, soon to be socialism globally, under the globalist agenda. So you got to have the antithesis. You got to have the boogeyman. Then we get to fight to consensus or dialogue to consensus. But once all this carnage and world wars take place and all this just this absolute waste of money and manpower. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, folks. Problem, reaction, solution. In 1949, anti-communist nationalist China, one of the UN's founding members, was forced from the mainland to Taiwan by the communists. In 1971, the UN expelled Taiwan and embraced the brutal Red Chinese government, a government responsible for over 35 million murders. That may be a low number. Some have pegged it as high as 50 million people. Can you imagine the deaths of 50 million people, folks? Can you imagine that? I can imagine 52,000 deaths plus. I saw them written in black onyx stone in Washington, D.C. I talked to Dr. Doug Rocky when I was at the symposium in Washington, D.C. He said, let me tell you something, John. He said there's been over 16,000 American military deaths. What is the official number that they're giving you? Somewhere around 2,600? It's a flat-out lie. Flat out. Before too long, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to surpass the number of dead that were in Vietnam. And I was said to my wife as we were looking at the wall in Washington, D.C., where are they going to put the next monument? Probably inscribe it in stone and dump it in the Potomac. Because we don't need this kind of history, folks, do we? And remember what Daddy Bush said? Afghanistan and Iraq, and his son said the same thing, GW. Well, this makes up for Vietnam, doesn't it? In their minds. When the UN, when the vote admitting Red China was announced into the UN, UN delegates danced in the aisles to show their contempt for America and their joy at the triumph of Red China. And what did we do, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yes. Yes, they can be a voting member now in the United Nations. Why? Is not the practices of the communist government in China literally the antithesis to freedom and liberty? Isn't it so? And then what did we do? Oh, we granted them most favored nation status here. Oh, and all the companies just merrily ran out of the United States to go set up shop in China to use those slave wages to make products to sell to people that still had a few bucks in their pockets, or rubles, or shekels, or whatever. The bureaucratic-laden UN bestows official dignity and extreme moral perversion. You think I'm kidding about that? I am not. In 1993, the UN Economic and Social Council granted consultant status to the International Gay and Lesbian Association, which includes the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And we busted these guys a couple of years ago, having their programs in public schools. We got tape recordings of them describing sexual activities, folks, that I will not describe on this program. If you've got a wild imagination, times that 10 to the second power. And the Dutch group, and I can't say this name, promoted the use of children as sex objects. In 1988, the top Belgian UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, one of their officials was one of the groups convicted of running a child sex ring, which is big business, folks. Big business. I happen to think this little blonde-haired, blue-eyed beauty that, what island was she down there on? Forget the name of the island. Anyhow, the news ran with this ad nauseum. Was it Barbados? Well, at any rate. Can't think of her name, but it's not important. I happen to think she was abducted. I think she's probably in some sex slave camp someplace. Moral bankruptcy is commonplace in UN operations. In Zimbabwe, UNICEF donated equipment to help terrorists seize power. In Vietnam, the communists received $13 million from UNICEF, while untold thousands of boat people fled for their lives. UN employees are paid 40% more than comparable U.S. workers, and some receive subsidized rent. An ex-UNICEF official confirmed that pampered and corseted staff of various aid agencies absorb 80% of all UN expenditures. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
I'll take some calls after the bottom of the hour break. I just want to finish this up. U.S. Taxpayers, folks, pay 25% of the U.N. budget plus 31% of the U.N. special agency budgets. Additional billions of dollars go to the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and other U.N.-related lending agencies, where they have been used for incredible, wasteful, and subversive U.N. projects. Not surprisingly, by the way, since those agencies were designed by none other than Soviet agent Harry Dexter White and Fabian socialist John Maynard Keyes. Socialist International spokesman Hilary Marquand aptly described the IMF as, in essence, a socialist conception. World Bank aid funds went to brutal Marxist dictator, and I think this guy's name is Meninstru, while he was causing large-scale starvation and death in Ethiopia, to Tanzanian dictator Julius Nyerere, as he drove peasants off their land and burned their huts, and to the Vietnamese communists sending thousands of boat people into the sea. Even Newsweek magazine concluded that the UN's foreign aid program tends to prop up incompetent governments or subsidize economics or economies so they can never stand on their own. Now, the UN, folks, is not a peace organization. Understand, what is black is white. What is white is black. Article 42 of the UN Charter claims authority to take such action, as I said earlier, by air, sea, or land forces as may be necessary to maintain or restore international peace and security. But the UN definition of peace is never given. Tyrannical regimes throughout history have defined peace as the absence of all opposition. To achieve peace in Katanga, for instance, in 61, UN planes bombed hospitals, schools, administrative buildings, and private homes. What did we do? What did we witness happen in Lebanon, ladies and gentlemen? To bring peace, oh, it's the evil Hezbollah. They're attacking Israel. So we'll just traipse all around Beirut, all around Lebanon. We'll bomb hospitals, schools, water treatment plants, electrical generation, bridges, you name it. To bomb them back into the Stone Age so they have to capitulate to their standards of their vision of peace, ladies and gentlemen. Now, was it an official UN flag flying over that operation? No, it wasn't. Why do you think Israel has been cited a lot? I don't even have the number in front of me. I lost the paper, and I don't even have time to run through it all. But they've been cited by the United Nations of all these little atrocities. But Israel has never been brought to the table on these issues. But Israel is using the very same United Nations agenda on their enemies for their roadmap to peace in the Middle East. By the way, Katanga was an anti-communist province of the Belgian Congo. And what were they looking for? Freedom from the communist-controlled central government. And in closing, the UN is not now, nor has it ever been, a peace organization. It will use whatever military power it is given to force all nations of the world to submit. Why do you think people in this country are being declared terrorists? Why do we have free speech zones? As if having free speech or the right to speak up, somehow you have to be coddled into one certain little area as to not to disrupt things. Tell you what, when we get back out of break, I want to play a clip. The mayor, by the way, of a little city in Utah, Rocky Anderson, was on Fox News about the issue with George Bush and George Bush coming to Utah. And we're going to play that little clip after we get back. And I saw Fox News, the snooze crew, you know, the little couch potatoes that sit and entertain you with Ron Duche. I call him, I won't say it. But they have their little crew there, just all relaxed. And, well, you will hear the female component of this just absolutely hammering this mayor. What he was going to do was set up a peace thing when Bush came to talk in support of the war on terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, the war on terrorism is anybody opposing the U. Did I say UN agenda? Absolutely. But world governance, which the UN is going to be in charge of at the point of a gun for those that will not submit or capitulate. Slobodan Milosevic. Oh, he's a Hitler. Did you see any of his trial? Because Milosevic understood the game. So did Saddam Hussein. How much of Saddam Hussein's trial have you seen transcribed on American television? He even knew the game plan. He didn't know all of it. And he didn't know that he was to be set up by this. And the trial of, gosh, one of the axes of evil. Don't you think that we should see this guy sweat bullets? Don't you think that we should see this guy squirm because he was such an evil dictator? It would make great drama for the evening news, wouldn't it? But you'll never see any of it because what you'll see exposed in that, and I don't care if it's Slobodan Milosevic or Saddam Hussein or their next victim, they're going to be describing the program of which you're not supposed to hear because all of our controlled entities, these paid whores in this country, are all pushing for the same thing. They think they're the protected puppy for the global governance scheme. I got news for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or, as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The mayor of Salt Lake City, which Bush was going to, and he was taken to task by the Brain Trust on the morning show, Fox and Friends. With friends like that, folks, I guarantee you, you don't need enemies. But here's the clip, and this is Mayor Rocky Anderson on the position of George Bush. And listen to this carefully. Go ahead and roll that clip.
President Bush will speak at the American Legion Convention in Salt Lake City tomorrow. But the city's mayor isn't impressed. In fact, he's preparing for the president's visit with an anti-war protest later today.
Joining us from his office in Salt Lake City, Utah, is Mayor Rocky Anderson. Mr. Mayor, thank you for being with us. So I understand your phone's kind of ringing off the hook. Boy, we're getting a lot of emails because we said you're going to be on. They say, you know, as the mayor of a city, it's kind of like someone being invited into your home. You're supposed to be there and welcome whomever it is.
We're very pleased, of course, to have President Bush here along with Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld, but we think it is extremely important that we raise our voices, that we express our opposition to what we see going on in this country. It's a moral imperative, I think, for anybody, especially those in any positions of leadership, to express our dismay, our opposition, with the disastrous course that this president has taken our country.
But I guess a lot of people, while they understand, you know, the need for people to express themselves, they also believe that, elected officials have a certain sense of decorum, a different level that they hold themselves to of public conduct. And some folks say this is just unseemly.
Well, you know, you can talk about being polite. I'm a very polite person. I'm courteous. But I also think there are things that are so absolutely important to express right now out of deep, deep concern for our country and the values of our country. This president does not reflect the values underlying the foundation of our country, our Constitution, a president who makes excuses for torturing other human beings, for violating our Constitution.
Let me just stop you right there. Because, you know, we have to challenge something that you say like that. At what point did the president condone torturing people?
Well, he has an attorney general.
Give me one specific, just one.
Okay, he had his Secretary of State on his behalf has tried to play games with the word torture.
Okay, we're not talking about playing games with the word torture. You said the president himself specifically has condoned torture. I'm just asking you to give me one example.
Well, of course he has. He sends a Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice,
over to Europe
to make the case. She made the case for torture.
There's a difference between a case, which you're alleging.
You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer your question.
But you're not answering it. You're saying she made a case for torture being considered, and you're saying that he has specifically said people should be tortured. There's a big difference between that.
And what he has done and what his Secretary of State has tried to justify, we have kidnapped people and rendered them to secret prisons in other nations and tortured these places where these people are going to be tortured. We know that has occurred.
The investigation into that, as I'm sure you're well aware of, did not prove that. In fact, they said they could not find that. That was the European investigation.
What about the German citizen who, because of mistaken identification, was kidnapped and rendered to a prison where he was tortured? And Condoleezza Rice apologized. She said it was a case of mistaken identity. But we know this is going on in this country, and you folks are the ones who are helping mislead the American people into thinking everything is just terrific. You're the ones who help sell this war to the people.
Mr. Mayor, you want to interrupt me? Let's go back to the situation of tomorrow, President Bush, in your town, and you're the representative of Salt Lake City. And so many folks from Utah have been emailing and saying, please, Mr. Mayor, quit embarrassing the state of Utah. How do you respond?
We have a lot of people who are also thinking that maybe Utah should be embarrassed by its high approval ratings of this disastrous president. You know, we were lied into this war, much with the help of you folks, the mainstream media in this country. We still have people in this country who believe, 50% of them, according to the last Harris poll, who believe that we found weapons of mass destruction because of this incredible.
And that can be talked about, but as the mayor of a city, and isn't one of your jobs to welcome the president of the United States?
My job is not just to be a doormat. You know, I wish you people would understand what Theodore Roosevelt so clearly understood when he said that to stand behind a president, right or wrong, is not only servile and unpatriotic, but it is a immoral, that it's something that our country...
Our time with you is finished, but I'll tell you this. We didn't lie to anybody. And in fact, the president's, the beliefs that he had were backed up by the French, by the Germans, by the Israelis, and everyone else. Rocky Anderson, mayor of Salt Lake City.
Well, and today, George Bush was giving a speech, and I saw part of that speech. And out of the Associated Press, President Bush on Wednesday acknowledged for the first time that the CIA runs secret prisons overseas and said tough interrogation, not torture, ladies and gentlemen, forced terrorist leaders to reveal plots to attack the United States and its allies. On today, and I forget the four-star paid whore general that was up there saying, well, you know, we've come up and we've redefined what this torture is, and, you know, we're not going to use the water torture on people. We're not going to use the absence of food or sleep deprivation or any of those things, because those are humanitarian things, and we're not going to do that. Bush turned right around, and he was speaking for the Pentagon. Bush turned right around and said that, well, the CIA, in we are going to use these interrogations, and we can't reveal what interrogation tactics we're using because that would give aid to the enemy in preparing for such torture. Interrogation. Bush said, and I quote him, he said, this program has been and remains one of the most vital tools in our war against the terrorist. Where if not for this program, our intelligence community believes that Al-Qaeda and its allies would have succeeded in launching another attack against the American homeland. Yeah. But be careful here, folks. Because, a lot of Democrats are against George Bush. Politically, they're against the war in Iraq. But they're all for the war on terrorism. You see where this is going. Carefully being crafted and being molded for the next step in the war on terrorism, the continuation of homeland security, the further erosion and stripping of your rights, the Democrats coming in, and they fully expect to maybe control the House, maybe Congress, who knows. But I guarantee you, the next president of the United States will be a handpicked Democrat that is going to continue the war on terrorism, continue homeland security, and the further erosion of our God-given rights that were artfully laid down by the founders of this country in its Constitution. Let's go to the phones. Sam in Missouri, you've been holding since, I think, hour one. Sam, it must be important. Go ahead, you're on the air.
That's quite okay, John. This is probably one of the best shows that I've ever heard as far as this agenda in a long, 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 long time. And I am so glad that you covered this, because I think that unfortunately this UN agenda is getting lost in the stuff over 9/11. Now, I'm not saying 9/11 shouldn't be dealt with, because that's part of the agenda. But we get so focused in one area that we lose track of the entire agenda, and what you just covered today is the entire agenda. And so I'm so glad that you're getting into this today. Now, the main reason I wanted to call you is I wanted to let you know that as part of this agenda, you know, of course, we're losing property rights amongst so many other rights that we're losing. We, in our research that we do on an ongoing basis for the work that my wife Trish and I do, have come up with the International Property Maintenance Code. Now, you got to pay for the thing, but we have gotten it, and we've been sharing it with other talk show hosts. We just dumped it on Derry's doorstep the other day. It's a 40-page thing. If there's a way to get it to you, I'd like to get this thing over to you, because it is every bit as draconian as the rest of the UN agenda, and that's right where this thing comes from.
Well, if you can, can you email it over? Or?
Yes, we can.
Email it to Danny@rbnlive.com.
Just Danny@rbnlive.com.
Yeah, and he takes all the stuff, and it's passed directly on to me.
Okay, it's a PDF document, and you can see right where this fits into the agenda. For one thing, according to this document right off the bat, I mean, there's too much to cover here, but they talk about how every home shall have 110-volt, 220-volt service coming into the home from an authorized utility. Well, that outlaws solar energy right off the bat.
Right.
Now, I talked to another talk show host the other day in which I laid this on his doorstep, and I said, now think about this. I said, all you would have to do now, I said, we're starting to see the proliferation of broadband over power line into homes. And in my humble opinion, John, broadband over power line is how we're going to provide the Orwellian telescreen-type environment eventually in homes. It sounds far-fetched right now, but a lot of stuff we talk about seemed far-fetched at one time and is here now.
That's right.
Now, let's couple this in with this agenda where homes have to be wired a certain way, have to be this and have to be that. that means you would have to accept the broadband over power line into your home whether you wanted it or not.
Or otherwise you don't get electricity.
That's right. Now, what they would do in this case, and my prediction has always been on this, and this is just a prediction. I'm not saying it's necessarily the case. But I see a situation where we would have a two-tiered system. You would have a very basic broadband that would come into your home that all of your appliances would subscribe to because it wouldn't take anything to put modems in them to make them work on the Internet. And then you would have your extra Internet privileges, which would allow you to surf whatever, of course, was authorized, you understand. Well, at this point, it wouldn't be a much of a step at all to make all homes where you could be monitored. Every single move that you would do could be monitored because every outlet,
Sam,
would be a potential Internet connection.
Sam,
yeah.
10 years ago, I heard Dianne Feinstein, and this was straight out of 1984 George Orwell. And we remember the television screens that would monitor your exercise, mandatory exercise programs in the morning. And that was 10 years ago. Now, I just have recently seen articles about all computers are going to be interfaced with microphones. They are going to monitor your speech if you do voiceover. You use telephone, voiceover IP, all of this stuff. Your televisions the same way.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
10 years ago, Feinstein said it, and I couldn't believe she said it. And I thought, well, that was she just pulled us out of left field. All of a sudden, you know, it was one of these things that, you know, they attend their little meetings and they get their giddy ha-has off of it and it pops into their brain and they speak it, but it's disassociated from anything and nobody gets it. They don't understand in what context and what this is being plugged into.
Right. So the bottom line here is essentially you will take these services, these city/government provided services, whether you want them or not, and don't think you could cut it off by just going down and pulling the master circuit breaker because they'd probably arrest you for doing it.
That's right.
I just want to mention that to you, and we will get that document over to you, John.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it, Sam, and I appreciate you holding here.
Hey, not a problem. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, something that Sam mentioned, and I really want to clarify this for people, because during my discussions with General Ben Parton, and I am going to extract more out of this fabulously wealthy mind. I told him, I said, we've got 9/11 coming up. I'm going to be at the September 11th 5-year anniversary, Ground Zero in New York City. And I said, I've had Aaron Russo on. I said, I'm going to have him back. And that was yesterday. I had him on the air. And I said, these things are important because these are tools on current issues to wake people up. I said, but I am with you. The overall program for world government and all their mechanizations is in full swing. And it is not a distraction. I don't want to discount what anybody is doing. Because I had Aaron Russo on this program yesterday on his movie, to teach the American people about the IRS and the Federal Reserve. Information that they should have had been given years ago on how we are being controlled and to manipulate us into the global governance scheme. Very important component part of this. This is going to shock and awe a lot of people because the majority of the American people don't know the agenda behind the IMF and the Federal Reserve, of which they hear and see of every day. If they handle money, you know, Alan Greenspan speaks, well, he's gone and the new boy's on the block. But we hear from the Fed Reserve on interest rates and all this stuff, the controlling factor and literally running the middle class right into the ground, running us into bankruptcy. The issue of 9/11, how this was a planned attack for the justification against Afghanistan and Iraq, then rolling into Syria. We've warned people that Iran is next up on the block. Maybe Syria. Well, no, Iran is the target. We get Hezbollah in there mixing it up. And by the way, Hezbollah leadership has also signed on to what? The Third International. So it doesn't matter if we unplug one component of the leadership in Hezbollah, Lebanon, Iran, Israel. It doesn't matter. They already have the next one slotted to drop into place, plug into the program, and continue. This is what General Ben Pardee and myself talked about in Washington, D.C. This is what I am going to refocus on very, very soon. And all of the information that you hear on this network, ladies and gentlemen, given to you every day with a lot of passion and a lot of commitment, is important. I don't want to minimize anything that anybody on this network or any other talk show or any other network is doing. I don't want to minimize it because it's all important. We need to do a better job. As I said, I interviewed Dr. Abernathy with a well-respected institution, head of it in departments for a lot of years. During a break, I was sitting there when I was in D.C. interviewing her, and she was part of the consortium, the symposium, if you will, in Washington, D.C. And I said after we came out of a break, I said, you know, everybody's so guarded and so jealous of people leaving their camp and jumping on the other bandwagon, coming down the street the opposite way. I said, nobody should be concerned, because what I've been saying for better than 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, that we need troops for different battles. We need the troops, the boots on the ground, fighting a myriad of different things. That is important. We will not have a problem, and there's not going to be a lot of insecurity and angst over who's fighting what battle at what time. As long as we keep educating and bringing more people into this designed program to deconstruct and destroy America. The key is in the numbers. Do you understand? That is the key to this. And my job is not only to run a network, which is a daunting task unto itself, to do a radio program every day, of which I will admit, and I'll be the first to admit, the programming has not been as good as it should be because of all of my other tasks. I'm relegated to many different things. I throw hats on and off around here like most people, I don't know, change underwear. Only it's sped up and compiled and compressed into one day. And I still get on the air, try to every single day, and to do a radio program. Soon we're going to sign up a radio station. We're going to be going 24/7 in Arkansas. I'm now concentrating on building affiliations out there with other radio stations. Leasing time. This takes time, energy, but more importantly, money, of which I know for a lot of people it's a scarce commodity. But let me ask you where your buck is better spent. On somebody that understands and has a vision and is working toward that vision. And the vision is this, ladies and gentlemen, that we stop the globalists dead in their tracks here in the United States. First and foremost, we've got to protect our own homeland, okay? Once we unplug our country from this agenda, it starts to fall apart because the globalists are not having a good time of it worldwide. They have their problems. One of the biggest problems they're having right now is you stiff-necked people out there that still cling to the beliefs of God, family, and country. You antiquated, nationalistic yahoos out there that still believe that your rights don't come from government, that they actually come from God, and that they're inviolate. They cannot be taken away from you because the government doesn't grant them to you. So if they don't grant them, they don't make them, how can they take them away from you? Simple and short answer to that is they can't. So I've always made tongue-in-cheek jokes about this. Your Constitution is in full effect, except where prohibited by law. The program is running. It has never ceased. It is still running. So when we look at this in context, that we're wasting time going after this issue, or wasting time, this is educational 101 classes for these that are not initiated, and they rather rapidly come along. Imagine, if you will, Rush Limbaugh, with his 600 radio stations, gets up on the air tomorrow and makes the proclamation that he just found out that the Federal Reserve and the IRS are evil. They're unconstitutional. They're anti-good law. What do you think would happen? Of course, Rush would lose his job, but I think Rush has his millions of dollars socked away. Rush would not want for anything for the rest of his life, or any of his family members, or any of, probably any of his relatives. But do you think Rush Limbaugh will do that? No, he'll keep whining and crying about the Democrats and how good George Bush is and the war on terror and all this other pre-programmed crap. And you'll get it unceasingly and unending, just as you do from Rupert Murdoch's Fox News, just as you do from the Communist News Network. Just as you do. But there are spots here and there, I will say. Keith Olbermann has been coming along. You know, we have bright spots here and there. Every once in a while, something, the dark clouds will part, and there's a ray of sunshine that briefly flashes through, and then it's gone. Because the situation and the mechanism is totally controlled. All fears relieved. All anxieties quieted. Everything will be fine. I'll take one more call. You've got 90 seconds. Paul in Delaware.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
It's Fred in Philadelphia.
Sorry, Fred in Philly. How did you come up, Mr. Producer, with Paul in Delaware? He just pulled that out of his hat. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Are you big on the conference in Washington because of any particular inspiration that they have?
Yeah, I saw a panel that involved Iranians, Muslims, Jews, Catholics on one stage at one time. Yeah, there were some very, very bright spots out of that symposium.
Okay, the UN agenda, is that going to basically be the central message of RBN, or what is there going to be a central message? I'm a little bit confused whether there is going to be a change.
Well, as far as the central, you know, if you're suggesting that somehow that I talk to all of my talk show hosts and I get them all in one direction and moving on that same page and reading from the same script, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because all the information they're bringing forth is good, credible information. And,
I want to bring this up, John, briefly. I have a Senator Spector's bill that's going to basically expand the definition of a unprivileged combatant, and I think it could be a problem when you want to keep your freedom, like you're talking about.
Ordinary
Americans.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, but Fred, really on the issue, what I'm going to do is what it needs to be done, especially in my direction here, that I am going to talk about the implementing plan here, the Third International, and all of what has flowered out of this, and then bring it into context of what people are witnessing and seeing and hearing every single day, to give people a better understanding of how these globalists have come together in their many years of plans to get us into this global union. That's what I'm going to be focusing on, not wholly and solely, but a lot of it's going to be that way. Fred, thanks for your call. Folks, tomorrow, John Hankey. We'll see you then.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.